Welcome to the family on the Tom Bernard Podcast with
the survivor of Hurricane Ethan, Catherine Brandt.
And Andy Brandt Bernard.
Ethan, who's only in town for 2 weeks.
Ethan. That kid is something else.
Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who've been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us. You know,
and that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what your, all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact, I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant. Doug, how are things going at Burnsville and Coon Rapids Nissan?
Well, we're in first and second place for the year in Minnesota.
That's pretty impressive. What do you think the secret is?
Well, clearly people like overpaid morning DJs that can't throw a first pitch over the plate.
That hurt my feelings on so many levels.
Sorry. Some people actually like these goofy ads, but there's a lot more to it.
I think people really like the one-price upfront approach. They know they are being treated fairly.
Yep. The free 10-year, 150,000-mile powertrain warranty doesn't hurt either.
So what's going on this month?
Well, inventory's finally getting better. We've got 75 Rogues and 25 Pathfinders available for delivery this month, and Nissan just came out with 1.9% for 36 months for people with good credit.
The way interest rates are climbing these days, that's pretty darn good, Dougie. With all those Rogues and Pathfinders, free powertrain warranty, and low interest rate financing, no wonder Burnsville and Coon Rapids are setting records.
We're like the Aaron Judge and Roger Maris of Nissan's.
No, you're not. Ethan is 14 months old now, and he likes hugs and kisses. He likes that a lot, so I think that's a good sign, right?
Yep, he's very sweet, but he's at that age where he's into everything.
Everything.
And then he also is just a force to be reckoned with, because you have to baby-proof everything, and then he's got so much energy.
Yes, he does.
Got a lot of, he does. Oh, he's got a lot of energy.
And when he's a little tired, he gets very, very squirrely and does all of these head shaking, fall down.
Not him.
Like just pratfalls.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
And he doesn't, nothing phases him. He whacks, he falls down, gets up, whacks his head, falls down again, and off he goes.
What are you going to do?
He's hilarious.
No, it's great having the kids around. We're talking, I was talking to a guy today, just met a guy, and he's got a, what was it, he was like a two-year-old. We talked to him yesterday, I think it was, or what was it today?
I think it was today in the elevator.
Well, in the elevator, that's right. Yeah, he had a two-year-old granddaughter, and we were just talking about how great it is to have grandkids, and basically we agreed it's really great because they eventually go home.
It is true.
Not Ethan, though, not Ethan.
Well, we had this little push car for Ethan.
Oh, God.
It looks like a little race car, and then it's got a handle in the back where you can just push them. He thought he was hot stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to all the dogs, all the people, pointing out palm trees.
Oh, he loves palm trees, yes.
Yeah. It was interesting because, I mean, you guys, when we're up north, you come over once a week usually, and... But I'm usually cooking, or there's all the other kids, so they're all playing together. I never really spend a lot of time just watching Ethan be Ethan, because there's, like, too many things going on, right?
Right.
It was really interesting just being able to spend some time with him.
No, that's great.
Yeah. Indeed. We'll have to have Nana Camp this summer.
Nana Camp.
Now that everybody's old enough to deal with...
Well,
tons of crying.
He does fall down a lot still because he's at that. He just started walking, what, Andy, a couple of months ago?
Yeah, it was like right after his first birthday.
Yeah, there you go,
yeah,
a couple months
ago. He doesn't really get phased by falling down, though.
No,
usually not.
And even if he whacks his head, he's little hug, a little suck on the pacifier, and off he goes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. It is great. That's the thing. Like I said, when because Catherine always says, Tom, would you stop watching so much news? And I do understand, but I have to watch the news for my job. I got to know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Well, I do. I've had to watch it for 51 years.
Don't have to watch
now.
It on the weekends. Don't have to watch it at night.
I have to know what is new, right?
Everybody call in who says that he has to watch the news when he's not even on the show.
Okay, here's what I'm saying, though. Like, I learned something this morning. If I hadn't watched the news, I would have never found this out. Do you know where 42,000 people in the United States came from recently, crossing a border illegally?
Canada?
Yep, Canada. Now they're sneaking in through Canada. And I was just reminded of the magnificent joke. I can't tell the joke exactly because of the two words that he used. But Mel Brooks in Blazing Saddles, and I'll just replace the words he said with the new words, we'll take the Venezuelans and the Guatemalans, but we don't want the Canadians.
Yeah.
He said we don't want the Irish, but I can't say who he would take because he used two very derogatory terms to say it. You ever watch that whole movie, Andy?
A long time ago.
God, it's a great movie. Honest to God, that movie is so funny. And I'm really glad that the woke pains in the ass didn't completely smoke that thing because it is hilarious. And the whole point of using words like the big N and the big C and all that stuff is to point out how ridiculous it is to even say things like that. But, yeah, 42,000 people snuck in through the Canadian border now.
Well, where are they landing from? I mean,
I guess these guys were Ecuadorians or something. I that's what they said. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, that's a long way to go to come down in.
But that's what I'm wondering. How the hell did they get up there in the first place? I don't get it.
Probably cargo ships or something, I would guess.
Oh, maybe. Maybe they hid out on cargo ships or something. I don't know. Apparently, as much as the news and the woke will tell you, apparently, America doesn't suck as much to everybody else as it does to those people, the woke people and the idiots on the news. Do you think we're going to carry on with this America sucks forever, even though it's obviously still the place that everybody wants to live? It's the place where everybody wants to go. What?
We are, because there's big business in it.
Oh, yeah, there's money to be made.
And now we've got an entire generation or two that have been taught to think this way. So it's here to stay. This is it.
And this is not a political statement. It's just really funny again. I had a couple of funny views this morning, and Catherine and I were watching TV a little bit this morning, not a whole lot, but a little bit. And the President of the United States was about to make a statement, and he said, and I quote, "You have the word of a Biden." What? Really? You're serious with that? Well, you have the word of a Biden? Oh, okay.
Well, they've been promoting him as the president that tells the truth.
Oh, God.
Even though he was lying so much that he was prevented from running for president about 40 years ago, or
yeah,
35
that's true,
years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
He lied. He's been lying. He lies a lot.
That's what they all do. All they do is lie.
Like I said, abolish the presidency. Just let's forget it.
What do you think of the idea, Andy? On our walk last night, your mother said we should abolish the presidency because we should not have one person in charge, which I agree with, by the way.
Well, it's not even in charge. It's look at how much time, energy, and money we spend on a president that isn't, I mean, best case, they're in office for 8 years. Worst case, they're in office for 4 years. All anything ever happens is the other side tries to destroy them in any way that they can.
Right.
It's just such a waste to me. I just don't get it. Do everything by committee, because then nobody can go after an entire committee without looking completely biased.
Right.
There's no way.
That's what they're doing with the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Well, the Supreme Court is in charge of stuff that really does impact people's lives. And, I mean, obviously the presidency does too. But if everything was done by committee and you had to have a mixture of people on it, you couldn't just have, you know, being appointed by one side and whoever can do them political favors. And it was only – and they could maybe only be on the committee for 2 years, So they couldn't get entrenched, and they had to get out of politics 100%. They just couldn't even be in politics anymore, so that they couldn't profit by being a lifer. I just think that there's got to be a better way of doing it.
Oh, I think that's absolutely true.
I think the presidency has just turned into an unsustainable, ridiculous situation for America.
Now, Andy, let me ask you a question, because you're in the next generation. You're 36 years old, right?
I'm here, too.
Oh, yep. Alex is there. Okay.
Here.
Hey.
About to go be another year old in a couple of days, as a matter of fact. Alex, in 3 days, will be another year older.
Oh, my goodness.
See? Are you going to be 34?
I'm going to be 34. Mm-hmm. I know. I thought to myself the other day, I was like, how old am I?
34.
I've lost track.
Yeah. After a while, you just kind of stop caring, I think.
Yeah, I remember an entire year I was telling everybody I was a year older than I was.
Well.
And all of a sudden I was like, I'm not either.
Yeah.
I skipped an entire year. Who does that?
A lot of people do that, actually. A lot of people make that mistake. Okay, so I want to ask both of you, because you're both from that next generation to your mother and me, a soon-to-be 34-year-old and a 36-year-old. Don't you think, or no, I shouldn't say don't you, because I should say do you think, that the president, if the president has one job, it's to serve the people, not call everybody else a filthy pig and screw the people out of even more tax money. Right?
Ideally.
What do you think of that? What?
Ideally.
So what do you think of that? The fact that our presidents haven't served the people in years, and I don't even know how, it's before I was born. Their number one job is to make sure the taxpayers, the citizens of the United States, are happy and healthy and making progress. And they gave up on that at least 50, 60, 70 years ago. Why aren't they forced to serve the people? That's what I want to know.
Like I said, just get rid of it.
Yeah, just fold it up.
Or I feel like there should be two presidents. There should
be. Well, that's what your mom, yeah.
Yeah, there should be both sides. Yeah, I don't know. But then, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think that people want to tune into the news every night. And the news is losing viewers, like, in chunks, because they take a side. You got Fox on one side, and you got CNN on the other side. They agree on absolutely nothing. Everything's horrible. Everything sucks. Well, people don't want to watch that. They tune into the news to find out what the latest is and to hear the truth. Well, they don't hear the truth anymore, so nobody tunes in. Nobody watches those shows anymore, from what I understand. I think CNN's numbers are way down, and Fox's are down quite a bit, not as far as CNN's are down, I guess. I don't know. I don't watch either one of them. I watch minutes of them. So I shouldn't say I don't watch them. I watch them a couple of minutes at a time instead. I used to sit there and watch them quite a bit. But, yeah, I just think, could you serve the people? We are here paying all the bills, all the taxes, and you raise our taxes constantly. Matter of fact, the state of Minnesota is about to ask for a 13% rate for the highest rate in the state of Minnesota. That's a little high, don't you think?
Why isn't there a law when you have a surplus that you can't be raising taxes?
Well, because they're so deeply in debt.
How can they be in debt when they have
a
surplus?
How can they be in debt if they have surplus to pay the debt? How about
it? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Wouldn't be a bad idea. We should send, what is it in Minnesota? What's our surplus? 17, 18 million, something like that?
Billion, you mean?
Billion.
A billion, I mean. I'm sorry, I said
ton.
Million. What a joke. 17 million, who cares? 17.9 billion, I think it is, isn't it?
Well, in 2015, Minnesota's total state debt was 16.7 billion, so there you go. Pay it off.
Yeah, there you go. You can pay the debt off.
But no,
or what we
not
could
do that because they're just going to use it to buy votes.
That's exactly what happens, too. So we could all get together, every state could get together that makes money and put it in one pile and send it to the federal government and say, here, pay off some of the debt. No, it's in the trillions, obviously. What is it now, $35 trillion or something?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty close to $35 trillion. But look, I mean, none of this stuff is being political. It's just, could you please just, I bust my ass every day. I work 2-3 jobs. Many, many people do now. All we hear is, oh, my God, we're on the brink of a total financial disaster. Could you serve the people and make us all feel better about being here instead of constantly puking all over each other, calling each other names? Look, I went through that when I was in sixth grade. You know, fifth, sixth grade, you call each other names, you can't get along with anybody, blah, blah, blah. You're acting like a bunch of children, for Christ's sake. Wouldn't you agree?
A lot of the time, yes.
I don't know. Just get off your ass, do your job, do the best you possibly can. If you're doing the best you possibly can, I will go, hey, man, hey, woman, thanks a lot. Whatever you can do, that's great. Sounds good to me. M&M's brouhaha. Did you guys follow this at all?
Tevin brought it up last week.
Yeah. I know about it.
And I've seen some things on social media about it.
Well, the spokes candies are not actually being replaced because they're too woke. It was an ad stunt. So it's not true that, you know, M&M's does that once in a while. They throw a little curveball at you, apparently, or whatever. Well, I mean, M&M's spoke, what?
It is ridiculous that Tucker Carlson talked about it so much. It's like,
oh, no, I agree. I agree, and that's why.
Life.
I used to watch his show quite a bit, but I don't watch that show anymore either. It's too involved.
No, he used to be kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's just like same old complaints.
Yeah, it's true.
About M&M's, evidently.
I never heard Tucker Carlson 1 second of my life, so I don't know how real
that
was.
Watch that stuff. Yeah. You don't watch that stuff, and I don't blame you, Andy. When M&M's announced it would be replacing its spokes candies with Maya Rudolph because the candies had become too controversial, some bemoaned the fact that the candy company was apparently giving in to the likes of Tucker Carlson, who complained about the spokes candies being too woke after they got a makeover last year. They did do a makeover. Yeah, they're very woke now, comparatively, because you can't do the, what do they call them, stripper boots? They're not stripper
boots. They're
stiletto
heels.
Stiletto heels, exactly. Yeah. So who cares?
I don't know.
But others muse the whole thing could just be a publicity stunt building up to a buzz in advance of the planned M&M's Super Bowl ad. Every Super Bowl, somebody pulls this kind of stuff, don't they? That's pretty hilarious, actually. It's like, it's the Super Bowl, so we got to pull everybody's... And by the way, quick aside here, we are in Super Bowl 62. 62 Super Bowls. The Minnesota Vikings are not in it, so obviously they can't win it. So 62 straight years, the Minnesota Vikings have not won the Super Bowl. That has to be one of the worst records in the history of any sport. Now, I know that who's the baseball team that won 100 years between World Series victories? God, who the hell was that?
Why would you look at me like I would ever know? Like I would ever know.
Yeah.
Like you would know that.
It puts me on the spot thinking that I should know something about sports.
I cannot remember. Maybe a listener knows. Call in. That'd be wonderful. Everything would be good. Oh, I got a couple of questions sent to me, quick messages sent to me. Yes, I am going to work with the Hubbards. I already signed a contract with the Hubbards, and the contract they signed with me. We're going to be partners in it. I'm not an employee of the Hubbard. Well, I was never an employee. I shouldn't say never. Toward the end of my career at KQ, I was not an employee there either. I was just a kind of a co-worker, a partner in the deal. So that's what we're doing. And the show will start 3 weeks from today, actually. It's 3 weeks. Yeah, we were originally going to start the show today, but we're doing so many things. I mean, they're putting together ad campaigns and this and that, and they're working their ass off. They're going to promote the hell out of this show, so that's going to be great to hear. But yes, I know a lot of people have been asking, but 3 weeks from today will be the very first Hubbard / Bernard morning show. It's going to be on from 7 to 10 a.m. I believe they're going to do a couple of things in the 6 o'clock hour as well, but it's not going to be live at 6 o'clock because I've decided, and Catherine has pointed this out to me several times, I had for 37 and a half years not gotten any sleep at all because I'd have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning because the show started at 5:30. Whoops, there's Mom. Typical.
Whoa.
Yeah, instead of listening to the show, she's pissing around on her phone and then sets it up. What are you doing over there?
I was posting about Ethan on my Instagram page.
Oh, instead of listening to the show.
I was doing both. I'm multitasking.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I forgot what the hell I was saying, but it doesn't matter.
You were, what was he talking about?
You clearly were multitasking really, really well, Mom.
Yeah.
You were talking about getting up in the morning. You were talking about getting up in the morning that you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is true.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you start at 5:30 in the morning, you have to be there early enough to go through some stuff before you go on the air. And if it's a half an hour drive, which it was, I had to get up every day at 4 o'clock at the latest to make sure that I get there.
Yeah, back then, I remember.
So for 37 years, I got zero sleep. And on the weekends, it didn't matter because I was so used to getting up at 4. I'd wake up at 4 every Friday or Saturday and Sunday anyway. But now, there are some nights I sleep for 10 straight hours. Isn't that weird? You go from sleeping a few hours to 10 straight hours because your brain finally goes, I can sleep in.
Well, you never really were wired to get up early in the morning.
No.
Some
God,
people
no.
just are morning people. You've never been one?
No.
You struggled with getting up for the morning show for, geez, I think 10 years before you stopped complaining about having to get up for work every day. And then you just started getting up. But, yeah, it was – you're just not wired that way.
But, you know, the listeners are at home right now going, well, I never hear Tom complain. She must be lying.
Yeah, it's never. Shocking. New.
I think that's what the deal
from Tom
is.
Tom all the time.
What are you going to do? Tom here. For years, you've heard me talk about my friends at North American Banking Company. They have great online and mobile banking options, plus friendly employees who are always ready to help. And with their location in Maple Grove now open, it's even more convenient for me and my family. Go visit my friends at any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations or go online to nabankco.com to learn more. Why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today and have trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Mike's latest incredible deal is on the Giza Dream Sheets, which you've heard me rave about before, that's for sure. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets at its lowest price ever. These sheets are 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with promo code TOM. Oh, my God, I can't believe this, Catherine. Catherine and I have been watching...
Wednesday,
and the original Wednesday died at 64.
What?
64.
Wednesday, what are you doing?
Dying.
She had a stroke?
Yeah, she had a stroke at age 64. Lisa Loring, who originally played the character of the Addams Family, on the Addams Family of Wednesday, died of a stroke at age 64. Why would a 64-year-old have a stroke? What causes that? I don't even know what causes strokes. What is it?
Well, I'm sure it's going to be all over social media that she was probably vaccinated.
Mm. Okay, Mom.
Yeah, there she's stirring the pot, Alex.
My guess would be smoking.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like
okay.
probably the number one cause of stroke in younger people.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, we learned
is
something.
Is 64 young for a stroke? I don't even know when
semi-young.
Stroke season starts for people.
Stroke season.
Stroke season.
It's stroke season, y'all.
Younger fans of the macabre fictional Addams Family will identify the character of Wednesday Addams with actors Christina Ricci or more recently Jenna Ortega, who's, by the way, terrific on that show, Wednesday. She's really good on there. But for kids of the mid-60s and 70s, thanks to syndication, Lisa Loring played Wednesday, bringing a magnetic cuteness to the otherwise gloomy-looking braided little girl dressed in black on TV. Yeah, she's a cute kid.
She
really
cute.
Cute.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Her friend, Lori Jacobson, said that on a Facebook post that she had a massive stroke brought on by smoking and high blood pressure.
There you go.
So, yep.
Yeah, my first thought was she must have been a smoker.
Yep.
Yeah, don't smoke. I don't care what it is. And by the way, Mom and I have been going for walks lately, and I, you know, look down into the gutters on the streets and all stuff. You still see cigarette butts in the gutters.
Yep.
You still do. I mean, why the hell would you want to smoke?
Younger people seem to smoke down here.
Yeah, they do.
Than up north.
Yeah, that's true.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is true.
Yeah, you really don't see it very much here. Every once in a while, I'll smell cigarette smoke, and I'm like, what?
Here we go.
I think it's because the air's so cold that smoking and freezing cold air just isn't something that sounds good.
Yeah, like standing outside in the cold to have your smoke break just isn't worth it. Yeah.
Florida and Minnesota rates for smoking are basically the same.
Are they?
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's probably because we're out walking around. We see more people just out.
And we're close to downtown.
Probably.
Well, and I feel like Minnesota more like... farther out you go, the more people smoke.
Oh, right. And in the inner city, too. Inner city people smoke a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, not like downtown Minneapolis. I feel like it's not as much, but like...
Really?
I don't know. I don't feel like...
Well, who goes downtown Minneapolis anymore?
Yeah,
that's
really
the problem.
Not if you can afford it.
That's really too bad, because I loved going to downtown Minneapolis. I've been going downtown Minneapolis since I was a little boy. I love downtown Minneapolis, and St. Paul, too, by the way. I love St. Paul.
I know, like, my birthday is Thursday, and Dan's like, where do you want to go? We could go anywhere. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't really want to go to downtown. Not because of, I'm not worried about anything happening. It's just, like,
I am.
Such an ordeal.
It is an ordeal. Well, just make sure they got parking.
Go to Bar La Grassa.
I could go to Bar La Grassa.
Yep, they got parking at Bar La Grassa, so you can go there.
And then there's another couple of fun little bars within walking distance right there, so you don't have to go too far.
I don't know. I can't do the, like, dinner and have drinks with dinner and then go to another bar and have drinks. I'd feel like crap for 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
There you go. Minnesota smoking rates by age group. Highest is 45 to 64, but 18 to 44 isn't that far behind them.
Really?
65 plus is the lowest by a lot.
Well, 18 to 44, that's a very large
range. That's a pretty large.
Like, it'd be interesting to see the difference between, like, 30 to 44 and 18 to 30.
Yeah, I don't know if they have that information, unfortunately.
What that breakup would look like.
The less money you make, the more you smoke. Ironic.
Yeah, that seems, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And, yes, rural people smoke a lot more than urban people.
Yep.
I once worked with a guy when I was a teenager who lit every cigarette with the previous cigarette.
Yeah, that changed
your mother. That was your mother.
Oh, my mother did that too. Yeah, my mother did that too.
That was
you're
your
right.
Mom.
She lived to be what, 88 years old, even though she was a big time. She was a big time smoker.
Well, she
too.
Had to quit. She came down with COPD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in her 60s, I think she quit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
and she just
right.
quit. I mean, they told her Well, and it was a lifelong problem. Every time mm-hmm. she caught a cold, she got pneumonia. So
yeah.
it wasn't a good situation, but at least she quit. If she hadn't quit, she never would have lived as long as she did.
No,
I understand it. By the way, I grew up in a family of 7 children, my mother. My father was with us till I was, I don't know, 10, 12 years old, whatever it was, 11. I don't know how old I was. But all 9 of us smoked. All 9 people
all
in the family
you?
Smoked cigarettes. All of us.
Well, you were basically smoking from birth.
That's true.
Did you start smoking with all that 11? Cigarette smoke in your house?
I did what?
Didn't you start smoking when you were 11?
I was 11. I started drinking and smoking when I was 11 years old.
Oh,
yep.
God.
Healthy.
Very, very healthy.
Think about how tall you'd be if you hadn't.
Yeah, stunt your growth.
That'd be 7'2".
Yeah, really. No wonder.
Exactly right.
All your brothers and sisters could have been so much taller.
Yeah, I think they all pretty much have quit now. Terry doesn't smoke. Bobby doesn't smoke. Vicky was a smoker, but I don't think she smoked as much as the rest.
I don't remember her smoking that much.
I don't ever remember her smoking.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Maybe like when she was much younger.
Todd and Grandma are the two that I was like, I remember them smoking.
Oh, yeah, Todd can hit. Todd still smokes, I think.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
I believe so. I don't think Tony does anymore, though.
I don't think he does.
Why don't you call him and ask him?
Hey.
There we go. And of course, Troy died. Do you believe that he's almost been dead for what, 3 years now?
I know.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, that was my first pandemic funeral.
Me too.
We were allowed to go to
crying and had a mask on. That was terrible.
Yeah.
Little Floyd. That was too bad. I thought the world of Troy. He was a great kid. Dying too young. There's no question about it. That's all I have to say. But in any case, moving on to happier news. Mm-hmm. Although I suppose if you smoke cigarettes, talking about smoking cigarettes is happy news, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. I think a lot of smokers don't smoke because they like it anymore. They smoke because they feel like they have to.
Yeah, probably true.
To break.
That is probably true. No question about that. We said goodbye to Wednesday Adams. We took care of a lot of things. You believe that? We've covered so many topics already.
So many topics.
But I still can't believe it. I'll move on. And again, it's not political. It's just funny. 42,000 people snuck across the Canadian border into the United States. Like, what?
Why? What?
Yeah, but a bunch of people are sneaking into America through the over the Canadian border now, I guess.
Why?
I don't know what that's. I don't know.
Because the line in the southern border is too long.
It's too long, yeah,
okay,
exactly.
So they're in Canada and coming here. Why aren't they staying in Canada?
I don't know.
Well,
Canada's
a
great country.
Canada's
so
perfect
and wonderful and ideal.
Yeah.
Catherine, would you look that up? I think it was 42,500, something like that.
Andy's much better at this stuff.
Or Andy, if you wouldn't mind looking it up, I'd appreciate it because you are much better at it than Mom is. So there you go.
The Canadian border illegal crossings thing?
Yes.
Canadian border illegal
I couldn't
crossings.
Find any specific numbers.
Because they were talking about, on the news this morning, they were talking about 42,500 people, I think it was.
42,000?
42,500, I think, was the number that they put up on the TV screen. But and I looked at it and I kept, what are you talking about? Why would anybody sneak across the Canadian border? That makes no sense. I mean, other than Lou Nanny, I'm sure he snuck across the Canadian border from the Sault Ste. Marie.
So sneaky.
Lou from the Sioux sneaking across the border. What do you think?
Very sneaky.
For sure, his lovely wife, Francine, did, and it's her birthday today.
It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Francine Nanny. She's a wonderful person.
She really is.
I think there were, well, actually, the whole Nanny family, other than Louie. No, the whole Nanny family, great people. I haven't seen, we don't see them a lot anymore, though.
I don't even know the last time I saw them.
They are very, very busy people. There's no question about that. So what else is new on your end, kids, Andy and Alex?
Well, how was your flight yesterday and going home? And
I prefer not to do that again.
Why?
Flying with a one-year-old.
I thought it was so easy. Melissa posted about how great it was.
The first down it was because the first flight was during his nap time, so he just slept.
Yeah.
Second one, as in the flight back, was not during his nap time.
It was later.
Yeah, so all he wanted to do was move and
run around,
kick the seat of the person in front of him.
1 year old is the heart. 1 to 3 is one until they're 3. 1 and 2 are the hardest ages to travel with a kid because younger than that, they usually are like sleeping and you can entertain them with something pretty easily. But once they're like really crawling and walking and really moving around, it's you can't do anything because you can't turn on a show, because like my kids, they'll just play games on the little screen thing or turn on a show or a movie, and then they can just sit and like snack and go to the bathroom by themselves, and like it's really not that big of a deal. But 1 and 2 year olds flying is it's tough.
I kind of remember that with you when Andy was 3 and you were 1. That was a thrill.
Yeah, that's...
I don't ever remember having any miserable flights.
No, we really didn't, actually.
No.
We really did not.
It's not miserable.
No,
it
was just very annoying and long.
It's just difficult to deal with because they just want to run around because you can't entertain them with anything for their attention span is, 27 seconds?
Yeah. Not good.
So it's not like it's miserable. Like,
there was a couple of years where we just didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because just...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it just, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I know.
So thanks a lot, Andy and Alex, who froze our ass off for 2 years because you two wouldn't behave.
Okay.
It's true.
Great.
It's all true.
Great. We had a wild experience that is like the highlight of Fawn's life now on Friday night, which I told you two about. But we were at this thing where you drop the kids off. And they, like, play and have games and do arts and crafts and have dinner in this big area where there's a bunch of babysitters. And there was, like, probably 15 kids there playing. And then you just go, oh, no. You just go down the hall and have dinner. So it's like a parent night out thing.
Right.
And so Dan and I are there having dinner. And then we had just finished up our dinner and we were about to get dessert. And there was Mom, there were kolachkis.
Oh, no.
I know.
What?
But then I couldn't get it because the fire alarm started going off. And it was so interesting to see the different reactions of the parents that were there.
Oh, yeah.
Because some of them, like, panicked and sprang up and ran down the hall as fast as they could to get their kids. Some of them, like Dan and I, kind of sat there for a little bit because I don't know. Every time a fire alarm goes off.
Parent of the year.
Yeah. Well, no. But here's the thing.
Wait a minute. I want to finish my drink.
No.
That's
the wait staff was standing around like, what? Is this real? Like, there was no panic from the people that worked there. The only panic was some parents, not even all of them. It was like maybe a third of them freaked out and ran down the hall. And so we were like, because, I mean, every single time a fire alarm has gone off in my entire life, it's been a false alarm.
I've never.
Yeah.
I've probably heard 100 in my life, and zero have been
real.
So
it's like I'm desensitized to fire alarms, really.
Yeah.
Like most people are.
I mean, like if one went off in my house all of a sudden, I'd probably be very alarmed. But
yes.
In a building like, office building, they just happen all the time.
We had our fire alarm in our house go off probably 2 years ago, middle of the night. It just started going off, and we were like, this can't, like, maybe something in the furnace happened? Like, what? And so Dan, like, looked around and whatever, and obviously it was just something had gone, because all of our fire alarms in our house are hardwired. So it's
that
like something,
nice.
It is really nice. Anyway, and so then we were like, okay, the fire alarm's been going off for a while, like, 2 minutes or whatever. And we were like, the kids might be just upset by the sound of the fire alarm more than it doesn't seem like there's actually.
The dogs sure are.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like there's actually any problem happening. Like, there's not a fire. So we walked down the hall, and then we all lined up in the hallway to see if we actually needed to evacuate. And then we turn around, and tons of water just comes gushing from the ceiling. Down just in this one corner down the hall from where all the kids and parents were standing. And so obviously, like, a pipe burst or a valve burst or something like that. And so they were like, you can go back to the dining room and eat and, like, finish your meals or pack everything up or whatever you need to do. Hopefully we can get the fire alarm. Because we still had, like, an hour of this parents' night out thing. It was supposed to be done at 8, and this happened at 7. And we're like, oh, well, we'll just hang out. Maybe they'll be able to go back in the room and finish all their stuff. And the fire alarm continued to go off for another 20 minutes.
Oh, fun.
And they were like, annoying. We can't turn it off. The fire department has to come and cut the power and the water.
Oh,
I can't even imagine the amount of water that happened in that hallway. Because in the 2 minutes that we were sitting in the hallway, it was halfway down the hallway.
Oh, jeez.
The flooding on the carpet. It was.
That doesn't seem like a very good system that you can't turn off the water.
Horrible.
Yeah, no. They. Yeah. Well, I mean, technically, you can if you know what you're doing,
yeah,
but most people,
just wasn't anybody
most people
that knew.
Don't know in their house where the main shutoff is. I mean, like the one outside of the house.
I don't. Dan does, but
yeah,
I don't.
Very few people do.
Yeah. And so, yeah, then we were just like, well, I guess we'll leave. But then the kids were like, we want to see the firefighters. And
we're not going to be fighting any fires. We're just going to be walking around.
I know,
so.
But they were like excited because they were like, firefighters are coming and whatever. And so we walked, as we were walking out to the car, the fire truck was there. And we got to, we were standing in a hallway because Sage said he had to go to the bathroom. And it was quietest in the bathrooms because there weren't any alarms in the bathroom. So you could still hear them, but there weren't like extremely loud. And so we were hanging out in the bathroom, and then we went back out in the hallway, and a police officer walked like a foot from Fawn, and she has told like 10 people. Mm. She's like, a police officer walked so close to me.
When you're a kid, anyone in uniform,
like,
you don't really see them as human. You see them as like something above
like
a person.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
Then when they've got all their gear on and their helmets and their big, you know, jackets and all that stuff, they look large.
Very official. Yeah. And he was there to like help with the situation that was happening. You know, it was really cute. She was just fascinated by the whole thing. And yeah, then we were like, okay, the fire alarm's just getting annoying, so we're going to go.
Remember that year we stayed somewhere in Marco Island, Eagle's Nest or something?
Yeah, the Eagle's Nest, yep.
And some freaking little brats were pulling the fire alarm
all night long.
Yep. And once again, they can't be turned off until the fire department comes, gives it the all clear, and then they shut off the alarm.
Yeah.
It went on until like 3 o'clock in the morning. They finally sent out some sort of message that people were going to face criminal charges if they did it again.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's illegal to do that.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this was like, you know, this was like a 25-story place.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so you had to go down, and you have to go down the staircase.
The stairs, yep.
Yeah, you can't use the elevators.
Yep.
Yeah, it was really
that's a
nice parenting again.
I've stayed in hotels that the fire alarm has gone off in the middle of the night. It's always like burnt popcorn or something like that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
should mention that trip that Catherine's talking about. Andy was 2 years old. Alex, you weren't born yet.
I was not.
And we were down. Matter of fact, you were born, I think about a month after we got back. Because we got back, I think, right at the beginning of January, and you were born like a month later.
Yeah.
But one of my favorites in that whole trip, there's the Isle of Capri, which is, as you're going over to Marco Island, you go through, or you go past the Isle of Capri, I guess. You have to take a little bit of a right to get there. But there was a restaurant there that was pretty good. Can't remember the name of the restaurant. But Catherine's parents, Don and Betty, came and visited us when we were down there. Remember this, Andy?
At two, no.
So, Andy, we're all sitting at the table, Don and Betty, Catherine, me and Andy, and Andy decides he has to go to the bathroom. And they come back from the bathroom. As Don, his grandfather, Catherine's father, is laughing so hard he can't breathe. And we're going, what are you laughing about? And he finally settles down enough. Andy's 2 years old at the time. They walk into the men's room, and somebody apparently was laying down a bunt in there at the time. And the two-year-old, full voice, Andy goes, Jesus Christ!
Well, I still do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you still do that, exactly. But Don thought that was the funniest thing he'd ever heard in his entire life, that a two-year-old was so upset about the poop smell that he lets out the JC.
Jungle Larry stinks.
Jungle Larry stinks. That was Andy, too, by yep. the way.
You're very sensitive right. to stinky stuff.
Yeah, all right. I always have been.
Yeah, you were really. You have always been very sensitive
yes,
to stinky
I
things.
Have.
I don't know what that's all about.
So I went to the Isle of Capri, which was kind of a dump.
It was a dump. Yeah,
I bet you. It sounds fancy. I bet you it's 100%
gorgeous now.
Gorgeous and fancy now. It's
oh,
gotta
now
be.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
It was a little island right off the Florida coast. Of course, it's
yep.
fancy now.
Well, we were thinking about moving over to that side because that's where most Minnesotans go. And then Catherine decided she wanted to ride a horsey, so we went over to the East Coast instead.
Ride a horsey.
Is that what you said, Mom?
I want to ride mm-hmm. a horsey.
Just the one.
I want a pony.
And you still have ponies, even though you don't ride anymore.
No.
No. Old lady when was the ponies. Last time you rode a horse?
Long time ago.
Yeah. I've ridden a horse more recently than you.
When was that?
Our honeymoon, Melissa and me, we went to a horse deal.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yep, up in South Dakota, or over in South Dakota. It was very,
yeah.
Took
very
a trail
cold.
Ride?
Sure did.
Dirt.
I love that.
In the Badlands? I've always wanted to kind of do that. Go through the Badlands on a horse.
Doug, how are things going at Burnsville and Coon Rapids Nissan?
Well, we're in first and second place for the year in Minnesota.
That's pretty impressive. What do you think the secret is?
Well, clearly people like overpaid morning DJs that can't throw a first pitch over the plate.
That hurt my feelings on so many levels.
Sorry. Some people actually like these goofy ads, but there's a lot more to it.
I think people really like the one price upfront approach. They know they are being treated fairly.
Yep. The free 10-year, 150,000-mile powertrain warranty doesn't hurt either.
So what's going on this month?
Well, inventory's finally getting better. We've got 75 Rogues and 25 Pathfinders available for delivery this month, and Nissan just came out with 1.9% for 36 months for people with good credit.
The way interest rates are climbing these days, that's pretty darn good, Dougie. With all those Rogues and Pathfinders, free powertrain warranty, and low interest rate financing, no wonder Burnsville and Coon Rapids are setting records.
We're like the Aaron Judge and Roger Maris of Nissan's.
No, you're not. Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who've been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases,
right.
And they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this, if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us. You know,
and that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact, I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant. Mom and I haven't been home in a while, but it was a national story is how we heard about it. Is there a lot of reaction to this whole new abortion thing in Minnesota? Because apparently it's the, what would you call it? Be the latest allowed abortions in the United States now?
It's the most, in the world.
In the world?
In the world.
Well, I thought it was just in the United States.
No, everywhere.
So is there
nobody's got a more what do you want to say generous?
Yeah, a generous abortion.
I tried to find this 36-week thing, and I cannot find any existence of it anywhere.
Well, it's been on the national news every day.
It's on the national news. Yeah,
it's weird that it's on the national news, but not the internet.
But it is on the
not
internet.
Minnesota.gov.
Well, they just passed it this weekend, so
I know, but if it's on the news, it would be on the internet.
Minnesota abortion.
Nana's going right to it, but apparently, yeah, they wanted to make sure that they had better abortions than everybody else. And Minnesota's like that. Look, I was born and raised there. We still live there. I love Minnesota, don't get me wrong, but, man, we do some of the goofiest crap. And again, I was never involved in that stuff, so I don't know anything about it. I'm not judging anybody here. I just don't know anything about that, you know, whole deal.
It is Governor Tim Walz has to sign the bill, which he will.
Yes, he will. He'll do anything the DNC tells him to do.
Yep.
It is up until birth. Legalized abortions up until birth.
So do you actually deliver the baby and then they abort it, or do they abort it while it's still in the mother?
I think there are some instances where they can kill the baby right after birth.
Jesus, I mean, upside of that?
But here's the thing. Here are the things you need to, questions that you need to ask and things you need to consider. Is it just any healthy baby they're just allowed to kill, or does it need to have... Is there need to be a reason, or is it just...
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. It's called the PRO Act.
Yeah, I found that. But, of course, they're very vague about what it actually contains.
I know, they're very, very vague about it.
Really?
Okay, well, the Star Tribune actually has an article about it, and they're going to make me pay to see it.
Yeah, Star Tribune, you can't read anything without paying.
Here, you can go on my phone and do it.
Yeah,
Ebert's, what's this?
God. I don't know.
All right. Oh, here we go. Pat Ebert sent this message. Listen to the podcast. Sounds fun. Alex's story is great and a bit scary. You had a bit scary joke. I mean, story today, Alex. Did you know that?
The flooding?
The flooding.
I assume so.
Here, the mega flood?
Star Tribune on here. Let me get this for you, honey. I'll take care of it. All Catherine and I ever do is work together. You ever notice that?
It's true.
Enacting the most extreme bill in the country regarding youth sterilization. Late-term abortions.
That's part of it. That's part of it, too.
For vast array of new reproductions.
So what do you mean by, what's that mean?
A child as young as 13 or 14 can do like all the transgender surgery without any sort of parental input.
Whatever. Like I said, I've learned very, very early in my life, you want to do what you want to do, you go ahead and do it. As long as you're not harming anybody else, I don't give a rat's ass what you do. But I suppose, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you about this stuff. I was never involved in any of it. I don't know. I mean, are things just going to get more and more and more severe, do you think? Will that ever stop?
So the thing about it is it's like I know two people, not closely, they're like, you know, it's like second, third degree separation kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I know two people that had technical abortions in their second trimester because they both found out that the baby wouldn't survive because they had neural tube defects or whatever. Yep. And they're like, the baby wouldn't survive outside of the womb and all this stuff. And so, and those are considered abortions. So it's... The whole thing with abortions is like, is it, yes, you can just decide, I don't want this baby anymore and give birth to it and then they smother it? Like, is that the law? Or is it, you know, like, is it if a baby's born with a neural tube defect or something that they didn't realize and then they don't give it life-saving care, is that an abortion?
Defect.
Like, you know, there's so much gray area that... It sounds really extreme, and maybe it is, but before I'm going to get all up in arms about it, I would like to know specific details
about what's the thing?
It's
impossible to find the text for this bill.
Yeah.
They're just, like, hiding it as hard as they possibly can.
Fast-track bill is the first in a series of proposals being pushed by DFL-led government following the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling to overturn Roe v. Wade last June. Together, the bills would represent a substantial shift in what Minnesota's laws say about abortion. We are enacting the most extreme bill in the country, said Senator Minority Leader Mark Johnson, a Republican from East Grand Forks. All of this with a one-seat majority. Here are the answers to frequently asked questions about the PRO Act, several other abortion bills moving at the Capitol, and what they'd mean. What is Minnesota's current landscape for abortion access? Minnesota has 8 in-person abortion clinics and one of the few states in the region that can take on patients since Roe's reversal. What? That's because in 1995, Minnesota's Supreme Court issued its own ruling affirming a constitutional right to privacy around decisions about abortion. Okay. If there are already protections through the courts, why are Democrats moving to codify the right to abortion? Because the PRO Act would add the right to abortion to state law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Couldn't a future governor and legislature change the law? Yes. What do opponents say about the bill? That it is extreme and would make Minnesota an outlier because it doesn't include restrictions on abortions at any point in pregnancy.
Who's clipping their nails?
Dad.
That, I just had to do something very, very quickly. Sorry about that.
They've also tried to require, Republicans have tried to require that abortions in the third trimester be performed in a hospital. Does Minnesota currently have any restrictions on abortions after a certain point? This is another example of a court ruling shaping abortion access in the state. It was at roughly 20 weeks. I don't know what that means.
Not. So what I'm reading allows abortions up to 40 weeks. In 2021, no abortions occurred in Minnesota after 30 weeks, and only one occurred from 25 to 30 weeks.
40 weeks?
That's full term.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I'm wondering.
How is it an abortion then?
But that's all of that's considered an abortion. If you end up...
Oh.
Yeah. So like when you hear abortion, you just think somebody's like, oh, I don't want this baby anymore. And then they get rid of the baby. But if there's so many different variations of abortions that it's like one of the gals that I kind of know that had one at 20 weeks was so she found out that her daughter had a neural tube defect at her 20-week ultrasound. And then they were like, okay, there's no point in carrying out this pregnancy. And there was like this really high risk for the mother to get sepsis. Because of the baby's condition, they were like, she could die in utero, and then you end up getting sepsis and all this stuff. And so she decided to terminate the pregnancy, which is considered an abortion. And she had to go through, like, a 48-hour waiting period once she decided that she was going to have the abortion. She had to go, like, a psychiatrist or something like that came to the hospital and ran through all of these things of, like, have you considered this? Have you considered this? Have you considered this? She said that it was, like, excruciating for her because she was like, it was a very wanted pregnancy.
Yeah.
But then this horrible thing happened, and we made this decision. But then all of these doctors were like, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Over and over again. And she's like, yes, what the heck else am I supposed to do?
Well, because they have to...
But
they have to protect themselves against the fact that she will say, I didn't really want the abortion.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, no, and I totally...
Because
a
lot of women have a lot of washes of a bunch of different hormones during these things.
Yes.
And it can get ugly.
But what I'm saying is, like, I understand why they go through all this stuff.
Yes.
Like, it makes sense.
They have to.
Yeah. Yes, so it's not just, like, you are, like, 25 weeks pregnant and, like, I don't want this baby anymore. And they're like, okay, and just do it right away. You know, like, there's...
Well, the criticisms that I see of the bill that they're trying to push through, it is written that way, that for any reason, at any time, I don't know. Like I said, it's really hard to find actual language and figure out what they're actually trying to do here.
I don't know if there
if it's for any reason,
because
if there's any reason
reading...
at any time could be... my husband left me, and I don't want his baby. You know, you have to be sort of careful, don't you?
Yeah.
With this kind of language?
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what actually happens, you know? Because with these things, it's usually like everybody freaks out, and then... what actually ends up happening is different than what everybody thinks. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if the baby is, going to die anyway, or I just think that's most of this wouldn't this all, if the mother was possibly going to die or the baby is going to die, wasn't that all, like, considered anyway?
Yes, it was.
I guess, yeah.
It was.
I don't know what to tell you, but From there, I want to jump to, it's kind of in the same line of thinking in any case, but I was talking to a friend of mine about this yesterday, the extreme positions that people are taking now, and by the millions of people, whether it's the far right or the far left, if you don't agree with them or believe what they believe, they literally tell you they hate your guts. How did we ever get there where just because I don't agree with you, that now you hate me? What is? I mean, people are losing their jobs over things like this. I know of someone, as a matter of fact, that got fired because he didn't believe in the vaccination from a radio job. He actually just said, I don't even know, it wasn't some big speech he did or whatever, but he just said, it's not something I'm blah, blah, blah. I don't really think the vaccinations work. They fired him for that. Now, how is that legal for that? He can not have an opinion about vaccinations, really?
Well, at will states, you can fire whoever you want for any reason.
Depends on the state.
Yeah.
So
is Minnesota at will?
Yeah.
Yeah. So technically,
unless you're in a union.
Yeah.
So what, you know, and there's, or you can show discrimination, but beyond that, you're allowed to fire people anytime you want in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. You could fire someone because you don't like the way they talk.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You mean like if you go home one night and you get drunk, you can go in and fire people the next day at your place of business?
Sure. Mm. Yeah.
What a strange theoretical you just proposed.
Yeah. Where'd you come up with that one there, Tom? Yeah.
Shocking. fun to think back.
The whole hating someone based upon their beliefs, I guess it depends on what the underlying belief is. I mean, you know, the one thing you have with abortion is you have people who believe it's completely about life 100%.
Right.
And if they believe that 100%, then they do. And they probably are going to hate anybody who's opposed to that. That's not.
But why would you? Well, a lot of hatred on both sides, though, too. Well, that's the other thing. It's not just the right. It's the left big time.
Okay. Well, good. Glad we got some balance there. But the reality is if you believe in life 100% like that, then you do. I don't know that they always do, which is always a question I've got.
Yeah, and I'm not specifically talking about abortion or anything like that. It's just all these other beliefs that they have. If you don't support this or you don't support that, and, oh, my God, you're a horrible, I hate you. It's like, settle down.
When it's tied to a person, that's always hard because you're always going to have some issues different from the person.
Yeah.
And so these people have, you know, the underlying hatred because of a person, then that's there. But at least with abortion, I can see some argument for having an extreme position that's just like, this is my position, and I don't care.
Yeah, I literally don't know anything about it. I was never involved in one, never any unwanted pregnancies or anything like that. I never went through any of that stuff, so I don't have any knowledge of how any of that works. I really don't.
Well, you know, it's become a legislative issue so that legislators can make their decisions now. And well, we're living with the consequences of that, and we'll see what happens.
I like how they've had, 50 years to do this, and just now they're like, maybe I should do my job.
No.
Well, Roe versus Wade made it so that they didn't have to make the decision
for
the state.
Well, that's what they think,
which is also a political fireball in a lot of places.
Yeah, Supreme Court decisions get reversed semi-frequently, more frequently than you'd think.
Not with this level of importance. I mean, you've got probably Board versus Brown versus Board of Education. You've probably only got like 5 or 6 of this level that have been overturned.
That's still one every 20 years or so.
Yeah.
That means any Supreme Court decision you can only trust to last about 20 years.
Mm.
So there you go.
Roe was around for 50 years, though. And
that is true. But why didn't they codify it? If it's just this easy, if you can just go, boom, codified, why not do it?
Yeah, because you probably couldn't. You didn't have the votes to do it.
Minnesota absolutely did.
And the problem with Roe versus Wade is you didn't have the individual states. So you didn't have the need for it in individual states. It would have been something national to do.
Well, I mean, apparently you did need it.
Well, now you do, because now you've allowed states to go off in their own little ways, and you've got different states with different views, and you're going to have, you know, we'll start seeing when they start hunting down individuals and those kind of things and see where it goes.
Hunting down individuals, that sounds great.
Yep.
Start hunting us down, man.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, looking back on that kind of thing, I guess I was, I guess I would consider myself lucky, but now somebody get pissed off at me about that. But I didn't ever have to deal with any of that stuff. I didn't have big bumps in the road and all the rest of that. And I don't think I sat down and said, I'm not doing this, and I'm not. It just kind of, my life kind of flowed. Mm-hmm. I didn't have those bumps in the road. I don't know what that's all about, so I don't really understand. I've never seen this headline before, by the way. It just popped up on Newser, as a matter of fact. National Prayer Breakfast Splinters.
What?
There's a national prayer breakfast?
Why? You can't even pray without problems.
Prayer breakfast.
What is that all about?
They've had controversies. The National Prayer Breakfast had controversies during Clinton. They had controversies during Carter.
It's a yearly event held in Washington, D.C. on the first Thursday in February.
But they've had controversies over time about what type of prayer they're going to use and what religion is the basis. And, yeah, they've had things like that happen before, but I don't know what this latest one is.
Says the National Prayer Breakfast, one of the most visible and longstanding events that brings religion and politics together in Washington, is splitting from the private religious group that had overseen it for decades due to concerns the gathering had become too divisive. The I love that. We're gathering to be divisive. Okay. The organizer and host for this year's breakfast, scheduled for Thursday, will be the National Prayer Breakfast Foundation, headed by former Democratic Senator Mark Pryor. Senator Chris Coons, a regular participant and chairman of the Senate Ethics Committee, said the move was prompted in part by concerns in recent years that members of Congress did not know important details about the larger multi-day gathering. Well, what does that mean? So the National Prayer Breakfast is a multi-day gathering? What do they do around it?
Well, I think they do, like, different issues they bring up, and they do different presentations to Congress, and there's been a number of different things they've done over time with it.
Well, I'm against the National Prayer Breakfast because it's not the one true religion, which is Greek Orthodox.
As we all know.
Well, there you
go. Never boring with the Andy segues to me.
Andy,
good morning, everybody.
Hey, there he is.
Greek Orthodox is all that matters.
Oh, your Greekness came up in the last 2 weeks. What was it again?
Your Greekness.
Remember, we need to talk to. We need to tell Kostaki. What was it? Does anybody
That's
remember?
That's a Greek question.
Yeah, there was something
you
about.
Found a good euro in town.
I love euros.
Greek foods. I don't know. Maybe they'll come to one of us. I don't remember.
Some good damadas.
Ooh, Golemano.
Yeah,
my favorite, man.
Oh, now I'm hungry.
So, yeah, we're just apparently they're battling it out at the National Prayer Breakfast. They can't even get along at the National Prayer Breakfast. I find this stuff hilarious.
You should be able to just shout, forgive me, at any point during the prayer breakfast.
It's a prayer breakfast.
Sanctuary.
Sanctuary. Exists. Some sanctuary from all the rest of it. But I don't know what to do. Hey, you know, you kids just keep battling it out. I really would, as we move along to Kostaki Economopoulos, ladies and gentlemen, if we could just start serving the people and stop hating the opposition. Would you calm down, for Christ's sake? I know there's a lot of money in it and there's a lot of power and all the rest of it, but how about serving the people? What do you say?
Yeah, it's a cultural thing, too. I have a 14-year-old daughter, and this week she taught me a new word I didn't know. The kids are saying, she was saying at the dance, some of her ops were there.
Oh, yeah.
What's ops? Opponents.
Yep.
I was like, I don't know if that's the best way to frame life. opponents out there.
What's the thing? Everything's a war. Everyone's got their allies on their side of the war. Right. It's,
right.
Everything
is
very combative right now.
It really is. And what caused that? Is it just, is there money in that, too, being combative? Is there a lot of dough to be made? I suppose there's a lot of votes to get, I suppose. So that is money.
People need an enemy. Unfortunately, they do.
I don't have any enemies. You ever notice that? Everybody loves me.
Is that right?
Zero strife in your life.
Everybody just paused for a while. Is he actually being serious? No, I'm not, as a matter of fact.
I get jokes, Tom.
Yes, you know us funny people, we really understand each other.
I enjoyed what you did there.
Yes, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. In any case, Kostaki Economopoulos is with us, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the Super Bowl all set. You know, I just like to point this out again, right here at this juncture, ladies and gentlemen. We have Super Bowl 62 coming up in just a couple of weeks. That's 62 years in a row the Vikings have never won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. 62 years!
Is it 62? Do we skip a few? It's 50-something, right? Where are we?
Is it 57?
Your point is still valid. It's
The point's still valid. So it's 57. Okay, I'm for
is
some
that
reason.
Right? Is it 57?
It's 57.
It's 50. Okay. Somebody put up an extra. Oh, LVII, because they put up an extra. They put LVVII, so I don't know why they did that.
That's not even how Roman numerals work.
It would be an X, right?
LX. Yes, yeah. Yes, it would.
LX11.
Roman numerals. Stop it with the Roman numerals.
I agree.
Too confusing.
But they look so fancy.
Roman numerals in Rome. Well, enough already. Can you imagine a speed limit sign in Roman numerals? It's 10 minus 5 plus 3. I don't know. We're dead.
So it's 57.
Yes.
Okay, so 57 years in a row, the Minnesota Vikings. And by the way, I think they were around for a while before that Super Bowl even started, weren't they, for a year or two? So, yeah, I was probably right at 62. And we are back with Stretch's picks.
You know, Tom, there's a lot of analysis that goes into these picks.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend betting, of course. I always recommend betting.
Yeah, absolutely. So who's winning this thing, the Kitties, the Pack, the Bears, or the Purple?
None of the above.
Those are all the teams in the division.
I know that.
Well, who's your pick?
I'm going with Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
What? It's not a football team.
I know, but it's a hell of an HVAC company. They do the most thorough system tune-up in the industry. Saber is one of the largest Bryant dealers in the state, which means you save. Yep, I'm going with Saber. Saber and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
It's also the smartest time to call and schedule your furnace tune-up with Saber. Get the most thorough tune-up in the industry from the people who keep my home comfortable.
Oh, one more thing, Tom.
What's that?
Visit saberheating.com.
Tom here for Shift Real Estate. Last year, about this time when we were making plans for Key West, I met the folks from Shift Real Estate. And when I heard the Shift story, it made sense to me. It made sense to my kids, and it makes sense to pretty much everybody that's heard about them. Shift Real Estate saves home sellers thousands of dollars on real estate fees. How do they do it? Shift lists for a flat fee of $5,000. You work with a full-time salaried agent. They take professional photos and videos of your home, list it on the MLS, and market your home online, all for a $5,000 flat fee. Call Shift Real Estate and tell them about your home. Tell them that you heard me talking about it, and they will tell you how you can save $10,000 or more when you list with Shift. It's the common sense way to sell your home. Visit shift2sell.com. That's shift, the number 2, sell.com. Because life is expensive enough. Now, I have a question for you, and Michael Bryant, maybe you could answer this one, because who was the team that didn't win a World Series for like 100 years, and then they won one all of a sudden?
You're talking about the Cubs?
Was it the Cubs?
Cubs?
Yeah, the Cubs had the drought. The Red Sox had the big drought before the Cubs, but I think the Cubs drought was longer. I think
was longer than 100 years.
Well, no, they. I don't think either one was 100 years because the Red Sox won in the early 1900s. So I don't think the Cubs were over 100 years. I don't think were they.
Joe says the Indians.
Well, the Indians still have
the Cleveland Indians. Yeah. They still have it, have they?
Have they? I don't know.
Yeah, Cleveland hasn't won one recently. They've come close. They've had some really good teams. They had the Manny team, and they've had a couple Francona teams that have been good, but they haven't
been
there.
Right.
So
you know who else has had a tough run? The American Indians.
The American Indians
had a long run of not
the Washington Generals
not winning much.
I don't know if they've ever won the World Series.
Who, Cleveland?
I don't think they have. Yeah.
No, the American Indians.
The Cleveland Guardians.
Longest World Series title droughts. They actually have this on MLB.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
This is on October 23rd, so it might not be totally up to date.
There hasn't been a World Series since. There's only been one.
So. Oh, well, there you go. Perfect. Yep. Perfect timing. It says the Guardians, 74 seasons.
74. Yeah, they're not 100 yet.
That's a long time.
No one is 70.
Is it the Cleveland Guardians now?
Cleveland Guardians, correct.
Okay.
The Rangers is 62.
Rangers
Brewers
have never
is 54.
Won.
Yeah, a lot of people have never won. Yeah, so it's
Brewers have won, I think, when they were in
it says
other towns.
Brewers, no titles.
None. Even when they were the Boston Brewers or
the Braves.
The Braves, I mean, yeah.
Right.
Huh. Maybe it's considered a different team.
Yeah.
Could be, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it is a different
team. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yep, you're right. The Braves and the... Because I'm getting the Aaron combination.
Right.
Up in my head.
Yeah. The Falcons have never won either, but they're a newer team. So my team sucks less than yours, Bob. That's
but
the way I see it.
They've had chances.
Yeah, there you go. No, you're absolutely right.
They've had chances. Why you got to?
Yeah.
Always lurking with some Patriot dig of some kind.
Yeah, there we go.
So I want to ask you and Michael Bryant the same question at the same time because it came up earlier and I saw the headline and went, what are you talking about, ladies and gentlemen? Well, now I forgot what the hell I was going to ask you because I did too long a descriptor.
Aaron Rodgers is going to go apparently interview with the Patriots, apparently.
Well, I'm glad you were listening while I was talking there on a radio show. That was really great. He's reading other shit while I'm talking. Thank you.
He wasn't reading anything. He just thought of it.
No, I just thought of it. Yeah.
Oh, it just popped in my head. Bored.
Yeah.
No, I'm not bored at all.
I'm always thinking about the Patriots.
Damn it, I had it back, and now it's gone again. What the hell I was going to ask you?
I don't know.
It'll pop up. This is what I want to ask you both. Catherine looked it up. Why, and I do want to know from both of you, Michael Bryant and Kostaki Kamopoulos, 42,000 people have crossed into the United States over the Canadian border. Why? Why would you go that far north to come back south? Why would you do that?
Easier, maybe?
Security. There's basically no border security on the northern border in places.
Well, there's some. You're right. In places.
Only in the major roads.
Yeah, you can probably find little towns where you can come over. You can go over ice bridges or ice lakes.
Yeah, there you go.
Once the lakes are all frozen, just head on over.
Yep.
Just walk across.
So there's probably ease of access.
The Cubs won the World Series in 1908 and then again in 2016. That's 108 years.
Who's that?
The Cubs.
The Cubs.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is. I don't know why that wasn't.
Did they go 108?
Apparently, for World Series titles, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that droughts 100. Thing was like literally any title.
Well, the Cubs have gotten one. That's why they're not in the list anymore.
Exactly.
So those are ongoing lists is what you had.
Oh, that must be it. So, yeah, it is the Cubs.
So the longest list that of all time, is that the Cubs?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay. It might be easier to get into Canada too than get into other places.
Yeah,
plus, I'd rather fly into Montreal than fly into other options. I guess that are out there. I won't besmirch any southern cities.
Yeah, you don't speak French though, so in Montreal, I don't know if they'd want you.
Mm-hmm. Although you can get a free ride if you come over in Mexico, you might get a free ride to the White House. You know, you get sent there by the Texas governor.
Exactly.
So he might help you with your transportation.
You can wind up right in a beautiful resort town somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go to the man who snuck here across the Greek border.
I don't know if we border Greece, do we?
You don't think
we do? I feel like it's kind of far away.
It's a very distant border.
Exactly. So what's happening, Kostaki?
Well, there were some great games. It's a lot to talk about game-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs beat the Bengals. The game had worse officiating than a Vegas drive-through wedding.
Yep.
It was tough
calls there. Yep.
It's not often you get to see some zebras screw some Bengals. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It was a revenge game. There were some bad calls. Miss Cleo made fewer iffy calls. You see?
Oh, hey, man.
The calls in the movie Scream ended better. Mel Gibson famously made a better call. At one point, a ref said the Bengals play didn't count because they didn't say a secret word.
Yeah. What was it again? They apparently Cincinnati made a great defensive play, and the officials said, why, there was a whistle that blew. We're going to have to do it again.
There was a do-over. There were a couple of other questionable things.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know about
And some calls went the other way, too, that were a little like...
Oh, okay.
And, you know, the way Mahomes turns up the field, I mean, clearly the guy hit him out of bounds. I'm not going to say he didn't hit him out of bounds. But mm-hmm. the way Mahomes turns up field so many times when he's running, it always seems like there should be a little bit more leeway on hitting him than most quarterbacks.
Yeah, but there's probably less because we know he's hurt.
Yeah,
he's one of the big stars. And he goes flailing into the bench. So yeah. Okay.
The other guy went into the bench harder, but, you know.
Yeah,
it was,
that's right.
But he does turn up the field so often, and he doesn't slide. Like, he'll fake slide sometimes. And it's just, I don't know. I hate when he gets that call.
Yeah, I hear you. Mm-hmm. He didn't. He's got a serious ankle injury, but he did not have the pain-killing shot. Johnny Manziel had 10 pain-killing shots, just for the hell of it.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, just for fun. Tony Romo should absolutely go to the Super Bowl as a broadcaster.
Did you see his little clip? Did you see the clip where he almost got into some – it was an interesting word where he was going.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. He stumbled into a non-broadcast-worthy word?
There were three guys who stepped up to hit the running – I think it was a running back, and he pointed out the three, and he almost started into a word that I'm not sure where he was going with that word.
Surely he didn't.
I don't know. If you hear the clip and you listen to it, it's close.
I'm gonna go look it up because I saw a headline that suggested that. I thought it was a joke. I'll go take a look.
He gets the first letter, and I don't. Who knows? But the way he pulls it back so quickly,
that word he was gonna say.
I don't know. The way he pulled it back so quickly, it was some word he didn't want to use. You
know? I'm surprised he stays composed when talking about Mahomes at all, with all the blood in his body rushing to his penis.
Yeah,
seems to.
Yeah, it's probably true. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have that? And the other game was all about the quarterback injuries, right? The Eagles crushed the Niners. The Eagles had the game in hand so long. Louis C.K. got jealous.
Oh, nice. Love it.
Once Purdy went down and you're using, basically, who knows what for a quarterback, that was over.
Yeah, the Niners got to their fifth string quarterback in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Their quarterbacks get hurt more than a liberal's feelings. Yeah. Say that's
I like it. I love it.
Here's another one along the same lines. No one in San Francisco has been this hurt since a he wasn't replaced by a they. Oh, that's so
Andy found the clip.
I think.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, okay. Can you play it?
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see. Can I play it? Let's
see if you can.
It's not making any sound. I think Twitter Twitter is at fault here.
Is there a volume there on the right?
No, the volume is grayed out. What does that mean?
It means you can't open it or...
I don't really do Twitter. Whoa.
Let's see.
Let's go to the actual tweet here.
Okay, so did this word start with like the same letter that starts the name Frank?
No.
No, it didn't.
Nope. But it is the same letter that starts the name. So
the word name.
The word name.
Let's see.
He did not.
Dad, you can listen to the clip and you tell me what he pulls back here.
It didn't end with an R, did it?
Yeah.
He didn't get that far.
He started with the one letter and then just basically put on the brakes hard. Just backed out of it like a.
Twitter is legitimately the worst site ever made. I hate everything about it.
Social media is terrible. So, this was a racially disparaging word we're talking about?
Potentially, yes.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
So, this was during a game?
Yeah, during a game.
I'm going to take a look at it myself. It seems so off-brand for Romo.
Well, here you go.
He's got it?
I think maybe I have it.
See if we got it.
Nope, still not working.
It's not working. Nope. Yeah, Kostaki, just if you go to...
I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up on the thing, and you listen to it, and you tell me, I don't know where he's heading with that.
Andy, you listen to it off air, and then report back.
He throws it on. He throws the brakes on brutally after he starts into the first letter.
Well, I can't believe this awful website posted a GIF when they meant to post a video, basically, is what happened.
You know what happens? Yeah, there's some kind of illegal thing. They can't post clips from the NFL without permission on their webpage.
That's probably what happened then, yeah.
But they can post links to other places that have clips. That's why you end up with all these weird clips from Twitter and whatever. They're not really on the page. It's a link to the clip, right?
So do we have a Pro Bowl to look forward to this week or not?
Yes.
We do. It's,
well,
we do.
Like three of them.
Flag football.
Yay.
Right. It's flag football and dodgeball and some skills challenges. I got to look this up. I'm a little behind on what they finally landed on. But they got the Manning brothers involved. They're at least trying to make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the big story in the Romo game was the quarterback injuries. In the quarterback department, the Niners started a game with their backup to the backup, right? Yep. Then the backup got hurt, and they had to call in the backup. then that backup got really hurt, and they had to bring in the less hurt prior backup.
Which I always thought Samuels was their major backup, that they would put Samuels back there in the shotgun and go with him.
I read after the game that the next backup was Christian McCaffrey.
Well, it was McCaffrey. Okay.
That's interesting, right?
Yeah. Well, when you get to that point,
what's the great thing about San Francisco? There's always a man behind you.
Yeah.
But
think
about that one.
Now they're going to need to add some handicap parking outside of the Niners quarterback room.
Well, what's interesting now is now there's an argument for the other guys to come back. If Purdy had taken him to the Super Bowl, who knows where he would have ended up as far as, you know, being challenged in the future or not. But now that he's hurt, right. I think you're back to a three-way or a whatever combination
Garoppolo's expensive, and they're going to let him walk, right?
Probably.
So it's going to be Purdy and Trey Lance. And Tom Brady.
You think? I don't think Brady's going there.
If I were Brady, that's where I would go. It's exactly what you want. It's the team that you rooted for when you were a boy. It's a great offensive coordinator. It's a team that has everything except quarterback. He's got 1 year left. Just go win it all with San Francisco. It'd be the perfect ending.
That'd be... Yeah. I think Miami's
what I would do if I were Brady.
Yeah, I think
Miami's
got a shot.
Well, if I were Brady, I'd be retired 7 years ago. I'd been doing something else. But, I'm not Tom Brady.
Yeah, well, you might have other interests than he does, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
He doesn't have many interests, I don't think, in life. Have you seen...
But right now, the Niners don't have a single good, healthy quarterback, you know?
Yeah, or, that is true.
As the Panthers call that, Sunday. You know, it's just another Sunday.
Oh. I like it.
Without an effective quarterback, the Eagles had more men in the box than Megan Hall.
Oh.
Female cop, Tennessee, anyone?
Yeah. Yep. I got it.
All right. Got it.
We got it.
I got it. The game in Philly was so bad, the batteries started throwing themselves on the field.
I love
the Eagles. Looked really good, though.
Oh, I have a question for you. Don't you think that there's nobody going to beat the Eagles? And I know that we're at the Super Bowl. There's only one team left. Eagles kicking everybody's ass.
No, Kansas City's when they step up, they got a lot of tools. You know, and you know Mahomes.
They sure do.
Mahomes gets stuff done. I mean, the guy is exciting. So if their defense can hold up, you know, I can see them giving Philadelphia a good game. And, if not, then, you know, Philadelphia's a great team. They've had a great season.
But when the game was first set up, Vegas called it a pick 'em. They said it was even money.
Oh, really?
And then in about an hour, they took a lot of big bets on the Eagles and they moved it. Yep. So I think it's Eagles -2, I believe, is where we are.
I think I'd stay on that till they get like above 3.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could see either one of these teams win. I agree with you, Tom, though. They seem to be the most complete team, especially if Mahomes is still gimpy with the ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No doubt about it.
let's do one little random story that I thought was fun. The Bucks need an offensive coordinator, and they requested an interview with Jim Bob Cooter. Remember this name?
Jim Bob Cooter. Oh, yeah.
Jim, if you wrote a character's name on Dukes of Hazzard and said it was Jim Bob Cooter, the note would be, that's a little too on the nose, Kostaki. That's a little too... I'm trying to think of a more country name, and I'm stumped.
Well, what was Alex's name that she had, the Viking? What was his name?
Balthazar Bethel Thompson.
Yeah. Bethel Thompson, yeah.
McLeod. Balthazar Bethel Thompson.
There you go.
You're welcome.
His first name was McLeod?
Yep.
Boy, somebody like Dennis Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? His name is McLeod?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Well, she nailed it.
I sure did.
Yeah,
I
did. Mm-hmm. Did you win your fantasy football league?
I forgot to set my team for 3 weeks, and then I just stopped caring. I would have.
Did you still win?
I didn't win. I made it to the playoffs, and then once the playoffs started, I was like, "Well, I didn't set my team for 3 weeks, so I'm done."
Mm-hmm.
So I just didn't set it when I was in the playoffs.
You did not get that no prize.
I didn't get the no prize, and I don't even know who did win because nobody's said, "Hey, I won. That was fun, everybody."
Somebody's sitting there with their no prize in glory.
Or they all decided, nah, we're going to quit.
Yeah, we don't care. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
I'm waiting for the flow here. Let's go.
Yeah, go ahead, Dr. Stuckey. Okay, funny man.
I was trying to decide if I should try to jeté back to Jim Bob Cooter comedy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
It seems far away already. No, is there a more country name? Bubba Gump Johnson, Steve Earle, Confederate flag, like Grits Jefferson the Third. I don't know.
Grits.
Billy Meth NASCAR Jr. I can't. Dick Trickle. That's an actual.
Yep, real name.
That's a
Dick Trickle. Yep.
Here's it is country name. Jim Bob's Mom's Cooter. See, that's even more country.
Louisville Joe
Etouffee.
Ooh, what in the hell is that?
I found it.
Did you? Well, it doesn't sound great.
One more time. The extra yards, the 2 yards, the finish on the play. Right there, you got three. Right there, you got three.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Really?
What word is he about to say that he pulls back there?
Really?
Three.
Wow.
Three Nickelbacks?
Yeah, maybe. Three Nickelbacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Surely ninjas, he wasn't going to say that.
Ninjas?
Oh, so what is he saying about it? Is he saying I was not, there's no way I was
going to
say
that? It's
got
to be a mistake in a different
direction. If he's smart, he'll say nothing at all.
Yeah, true.
Well, it's so, the way he puts on the brakes, though, it makes it really hard to say he wasn't stopping something.
Well,
you know?
It could also just be a break in the line. We'll never know.
No, because he keeps talking right after.
I mean, it could have been like a, you know, we dropped some packets or something. I don't know. Who knows how their system works.
I think he
changed
his mind about saying something about nickel.
Yeah,
nickel
maybe.
Coverage or the Nickelbacks or something.
By the way, I hate Nickelback. Anyway, back to the football commentator.
Would you have three Nickelbacks coming up like that when you look at who those guys were that were coming up? I don't know. Maybe.
I wouldn't think. Boy, that's weird that he's got three. Oh, okay.
Shall we go through every word that starts with N-I?
There's no way that a quarterback who played with black guys for over a decade that is known to be a friendly, affable. Like, there's no way he would casually say that word in that situation, right?
No. You hope not, you know? But it's like these guys with autocorrect. You know where it autocorrects to it? It's like, how many times you use the word that it would autocorrect to that?
Between one and infinity, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it doesn't just magically appear, you know?
Well, there's the one.
All he meant to say was necrophiliac. Is that what it was?
Maybe.
Three necrophiliacs coming right after him.
Probably.
Yep. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. All right. What else you got?
Well, we finally got rid of Brady, maybe for good. And now everywhere I go, I see ads for 80 for Brady. What is the elevator pitch for this movie? Golden Girls meets Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but like Draft Day? What is this movie?
And it's only in theaters. It's not even on. It's only available in theaters.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's weird.
It's a full feature. You know, it's a buddy comedy, right? It's a friend road trip movie, right?
Yep. I don't understand that either.
Sponsored content. I got a pitch for a movie about a stand-up comedian who always wanted to sleep with the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. Stocky does Dallas. We could do that.
Oh, I like it.
So who's going to win? You think Eagles crush the Chiefs? Is that what you're calling?
Yep. I think the Eagles will crush them. I don't know, man. You never know because it is football. But, my God, the Eagles look good from the very beginning of the season to today. They look great.
Yeah. They had that little dip, but not much. But, they're a solid team. Their defense is great, and they made some great moves during the season. I mean, they picked up a couple guys during the season that why were they available, and they fixed it, you know. So
it's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I could see it. I can see the Eagles winning. That's a good story. That's a fun team to watch. They've got, you know, they're a little bit old fashioned. They play good defense and they run the ball a lot. And then they've got this sort of modern, you know, running quarterback and fantastic wide receivers. And yeah, why not? Why not Philly?
Yeah, and they would give them a second win in a short period of time. So, you know,
it's true.
The answer is right. Patrick Mahomes. Why not Philly?
That's true.
No, yeah, that's, yeah, that is true.
But it's still, it'll be the Kansas City defense. If the Kansas City defense can show up, when that defense shows up, they're a very good defense. But they just, this year, last couple of years, they haven't been what they were in the past. So, and well, then they, you also got the question, can Andy Reid make a bad call? Yeah. So you got that possibility too.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'll be watching. I can't Indeed. Wait to see what happens.
All right, pal, that's going to do it?
That's going to do it. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, all four of you necrophiliacs over there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Jude just barked at
Jude's
me after,
like,
I said that. Jude started barking at me,
Jude,
after I said that word.
You're 3 minutes early.
Yeah, settle down. All right, in any case, that's going to do it. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow with the family.
Sorry, I was late, but good to be on.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Bye.